Pertuzumab, Perjeta. Approximate recording time, 25 minutes. About this booklet. This booklet explains what pertuzumab is, when it's given, and its possible side effects. Pertuzumab is the non-branded name of the drug and how it's referred to in this booklet. Its brand name is Perjeta. When pertuzumab is combined with trastuzumab in an injection, its brand name is Phesgo. What is pertuzumab? Pertuzumab is a targeted therapy drug. Targeted therapies block the growth and spread of cancer. They target and interfere with processes in the cells that cause cancer to grow. Targeted therapy can also be known as biological therapy. Who might be offered it? You will only be offered pertuzumab if your breast cancer is HER2 positive. If your breast cancer is HER2 negative, pertuzumab will not be of any benefit to you. In this booklet, we refer to primary, locally advanced, and secondary breast cancer. Primary breast cancer has not spread beyond the breast or lymph nodes under the arm. Locally advanced breast cancer has spread to the tissues and lymph nodes around the chest, neck, and under the breastbone. Secondary breast cancer has spread to another part of the body, such as the bones, lungs, liver, or brain. When pertuzumab is given? Before surgery. Pertuzumab can be given before surgery to treat HER2-positive, inflammatory breast cancer, primary breast cancer that's at high risk of coming back, or locally advanced breast cancer. After surgery. Pertuzumab can be given after surgery to people whose HER2-positive breast cancer is at high risk of coming back. To treat secondary or locally advanced breast cancer. Pertuzumab can be used to treat HER2-positive, secondary breast cancer, or locally advanced breast cancer that cannot be removed by surgery. Pertuzumab is only suitable for people who haven't previously had targeted therapies, such as trastuzumab or chemotherapy for secondary or locally advanced breast cancer. You may also be offered pertuzumab as part of a clinical trial. How do I know if my breast cancer is HER2 positive or HER2 negative? Some breast cancer cells have a higher than normal level of a protein called HER2 on their surface, which stimulates them to grow. This is known as HER2 positive breast cancer. Only people whose cancer is HER2 positive will benefit from having pertuzumab. All invasive breast cancers, breast cancer that has the potential to spread, are tested for HER2 levels. The test is done in the laboratory on a sample of breast cancer tissues removed during a biopsy or surgery. The results are usually available between 1 and 3 weeks later. There are various tests to measure HER2 levels. A test called IHC is usually done first. It's reported as a score ranging from 0 to 3+. 0 or 1+ means HER2 negative. 2+ is borderline. And 3+ means HER2 positive. Breast cancers with a borderline result, 2+, should be retested using a more specialized test. These include tests called FISH, CISH, or DDISH. These tests usually give a result of HER2 positive or negative. If any of these further tests are needed, the results may take up to 2 weeks. If your cancer is HER2 negative, pertuzumab will not be of benefit to you. How is pertuzumab given? Pertuzumab can be given as a drip into a vein, intravenously, usually in the hand or arm, or as an injection into the fatty tissue under the skin, subcutaneous injection, in your thigh. It's given once every 3 weeks. This is known as a cycle. You'll have your treatment as an outpatient at the hospital. Pertuzumab is given for primary breast cancer in combination with the targeted therapy trastuzumab and chemotherapy, and for secondary or locally advanced breast cancer in combination with trastuzumab and a chemotherapy drug called docetaxel. Into a vein. It usually takes between 30 and 60 minutes to have intravenous pertuzumab. The drug may be given through a tube that's put into the vein each time you have the treatment. It can also be given through a device that stays in place throughout the whole course of the treatment. You can find out more about these devices in our Chemotherapy for Breast Cancer booklet. As an injection. The injection usually takes around 8 minutes for the first dose and around 5 minutes for future doses. The injection is a combination of pertuzumab and trastuzumab. You may hear it called by its brand name, Phesgo. How long will I have pertuzumab for? Before surgery, pertuzumab is given for 3 to 6 cycles alongside trastuzumab and chemotherapy. After surgery, it's given alongside trastuzumab and chemotherapy for around 1 year. Some people have pertuzumab before and after surgery. Up to 18 cycles can be given in total. For secondary or locally advanced breast cancer that can't be removed by surgery, you will continue to have it alongside trastuzumab after the chemotherapy has finished, for as long as your treatment team feels you're benefiting from the treatment and tolerating any side effects. What are the side effects of pertuzumab? Like any drug, pertuzumab can cause side effects. Everyone reacts differently to drugs, and some people have more side effects than others. The side effects of pertuzumab can usually be controlled or reduced, and those described here will not affect everyone. This booklet does not list all the possible side effects. If you have any questions about side effects, whether they are listed below or not, talk to your treatment team. Because pertuzumab is given alongside other drugs, you may also have side effects from these. It's sometimes difficult to know which drug causes which side effects. Some of the side effects listed in this booklet won't apply if you are having pertuzumab and trastuzumab without chemotherapy. For more information about the side effects of chemotherapy, see our Chemotherapy for Breast Cancer booklet. Our booklets on trastuzumab and docetaxel have details on the side effects of these drugs. Blood clots. People with breast cancer have a higher risk of blood clots, such as a deep vein thrombosis, DVT. Their risk is higher because of the cancer itself and some treatments for breast cancer. If the cancer has spread to other parts of the body, this also increases the risk. People with a DVT are at risk of developing a pulmonary embolism. This is when part of the blood clot breaks away and travels to the lung. Blood clots can be harmful, but are treatable, so it's important to report symptoms as soon as possible. If you experience any of the following symptoms, contact your local A&E department, GP, or treatment team straight away. Pain, redness, discoloration, heat, and swelling of the calf or thigh. Swelling, redness or tenderness where a central line is inserted to give chemotherapy, for example, in the arm, chest area, or up into the neck. Shortness of breath. Pain or tightness in the chest. Or unexplained cough or coughing up blood. Common side effects. Diarrhea and constipation. Tell your specialist or GP if you have diarrhea or constipation, as they can prescribe drugs to help. Contact your treatment team if you have 4 or more episodes of diarrhea within 24 hours. Drink plenty of fluids to avoid getting dehydrated. Itchy skin with or without a rash. This can be uncomfortable, but regularly using a moisturiser and a high-factor sunscreen when out in the sun may help. Your treatment team may suggest drugs such as antihistamines to reduce itching. Upper respiratory tract infections. These affect the nose, sinuses, and throat. You may develop a cough, shortness of breath, headaches, a blocked nose, or a sore throat. Sore mouth. Your mouth may become sore, dry, or painful, and you may get ulcers. You may be given mouthwash to reduce soreness of the mouth and gums, and to try to stop mouth ulcers developing. Looking after your mouth, including your teeth and gums, is very important during treatment. It's advisable to see your dentist for a dental checkup before your treatment begins. Check with your treatment team before having any dental work done. Increased risk of infection. Having this treatment can affect the number of healthy blood cells in the body. Not having enough white blood cells can increase the risk of getting an infection. Your risk of infection is higher if you're also having chemotherapy. Your treatment team may give you guidelines to follow for reporting signs of an infection, but generally you should contact your hospital immediately if you experience any of the following. A high temperature, over 37.5 degrees C, or low temperature, under 36 degrees C, or whatever your chemotherapy team has advised. Suddenly feeling unwell, even with a normal temperature. Or symptoms of an infection, for example a sore throat, a cough, a need to pass urine frequently, or feeling cold or shivery. As you may need to be treated with antibiotics, your treatment team should give you a 24-hour contact number before you start pertuzumab, or tell you where to get emergency care. Anemia. Having too few red blood cells is called anemia. If you feel particularly tired, breathless, or dizzy, let your treatment team know. Hair thinning or hair loss. Pertuzumab and trastuzumab do not usually cause people to lose their hair. Any hair loss caused by chemotherapy should be temporary, and in most cases your hair will begin to grow back once your chemotherapy has ended. You can read more information in our Breast Cancer and Hair Loss booklet. Fatigue, extreme tiredness. Fatigue is extreme tiredness and exhaustion that doesn't go away with rest or sleep. It can affect you physically and emotionally. It's a very common side effect and may last for weeks or months, even if you have finished treatment. Occasionally, fatigue is a long-term effect. Fatigue can also be caused by conditions such as anemia, too few red blood cells. Let your team know if you're affected by fatigue to rule out other conditions. Fatigue affects people in different ways, and there are a number of ways of coping with and managing it. Your treatment team may be able to help you with this. You can find more information on our website or by calling our helpline on 0808 800 6000. Macmillan Cancer Support produces a booklet called Coping with Fatigue. Flu-like symptoms. Fever, chills, mild pain in some parts of the body, and headaches can occur during or shortly after your treatment. Taking pain relief can help. Nausea and vomiting. You may feel sick, nausea, or be sick, vomit. Anti-sickness drugs will be prescribed to help you with this. If your sickness is not controlled by these, tell your treatment team, as they may be able to change your anti-sickness drugs. Change in taste. You may experience changes in taste, and some foods may taste different, for example, more salty, bitter, or metallic. It can help to try different types of food to find the ones you prefer to eat. Loss of appetite. You may not feel like eating, especially if you're feeling sick. It might help to eat small meals regularly and drink plenty of fluids. Joint pain and stiffness. Your muscles and joints may ache, or you might feel stiff. Taking regular pain relief can help. Talk to your treatment team for advice. Eye problems. Your eyes may feel watery or may become sore, red, and itchy. Your doctor can prescribe eye drops to help prevent this. Tummy, abdominal, pain, and indigestion. You may have tummy pain. You may also have indigestion or heartburn, which is a burning feeling in the lower chest. Let your treatment team know if you have any of these side effects. They can prescribe medications to help. Difficulty sleeping. If you have difficulty sleeping, insomnia, simple things like limiting caffeine in the afternoon and evening, keeping your room dark and quiet, and going to bed and getting up at a set time each day may help. Relaxation exercises can also be helpful. There are CDs, podcasts, phone apps, and YouTube tutorials that can guide you through these techniques. If your insomnia lasts, your GP may prescribe something to help you sleep. Less common side effects. Allergic reaction. Some people have a reaction while having pertuzumab or a few hours afterwards. Reactions may vary from mild to severe, although severe reactions are uncommon. Reactions may include a fever, high temperature, flushing, feeling sick, faintness, shivering, chills, shortness of breath, wheezing, back pain, and an itchy rash. You'll be monitored closely during your treatment so that any reaction can be dealt with immediately. If you have any of these symptoms soon after your treatment, contact your treatment team straight away. Heart problems. Tell your treatment team if you feel like your heart is racing, or if you feel dizzy or lightheaded. You'll have heart tests before starting treatment, and regularly throughout to check how your heart is working. This could be an echocardiogram, echo, or a multiple gated acquisition, MUGA, scan. Any problems should stop when the treatment has finished. Rare side effects. Inflammation of the lungs. Pertuzumab can cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Contact your treatment team straight away if you have any new or worsening symptoms involving your lungs, including difficulty or discomfort with breathing, shortness of breath at rest or during mild activity, dry cough, or chest pain. Sex, contraception, and pregnancy. Having pertuzumab while pregnant may be harmful to a developing baby. Some women can still become pregnant, even if their periods are irregular or have stopped. Women who are sexually active with a chance of becoming pregnant should continue using an effective barrier contraception during and for 6 months after stopping treatment. The effects of pertuzumab on both female or male fertility are not known. Pertuzumab and breastfeeding. You'll be advised not to breastfeed during treatment. This is because there's a chance your baby may absorb the drug through your breast milk, which may cause harm. Vaccinations. Always check with your treatment team before having any vaccinations while having pertuzumab. If you're planning a trip and need vaccinations, discuss this with your treatment team. Coronavirus, COVID-19 vaccination. People having pertuzumab are advised to speak to their treatment team before having the coronavirus, COVID-19 vaccination. Flu vaccination. Anyone at risk of a weakened immune system and therefore more prone to infection should have the flu vaccine. This includes people having, or due to have, treatment for breast cancer. Talk to your treatment team about the best time to have your flu jab. Help us to help others. If you have found this information helpful, would you consider making a donation to support our care and research work? You can donate on our website, breastcancernow.org/donate. About this booklet, Pertuzumab, Perjeta, was written by Breast Cancer Now's clinical specialists and reviewed by healthcare professionals and people affected by breast cancer. For a full list of the sources we used to research it, email health-info@breastcancernow.org. You can order or download more copies from breastcancernow.org/publications. We welcome your feedback on this publication, health-info@breastcancernow.org. For a large print, braille or audio CD version, email health-info@breastcancernow.org. Breast Cancer Now, May 2021, BCC 235, Edition 2, Next Plan Review, 2023. Trusted Information Creator, Patient Information Forum. Breast Cancer Now is a company limited by guarantee, registered in England, 934-7608, and a charity registered in England and Wales, 116-0558, Scotland, SC0-45584, and Isle of Man, 1200. Registered Office, 5th Floor, Ibex House, 42-47 Minories, London, EC3N1DY. This document has been transcribed into audio by A2i Transcription Services. Any feedback or queries about the text in the document should be addressed to the author. However, we welcome feedback about the audio quality and style, and would love to hear your comments. Please feel free to contact us on telephone 01179 44 00 44, email info@a2i.co.uk, website www.a2i.co.uk. We look forward to hearing from you. When giving feedback, please quote reference number 33754.